What does it mean to you?
Oh, wow. I mean, when I first heard about it, you know, they always, this is a big thing with MacArthur Foundation. They like this. They're very big on this secrecy. So I had no, I mean, I didn't know. You don't apply for this. You don't interview for it. Nobody, you know, it's just, you get this phone call. And so I was pretty floored, and I'm still a little kind of, I said to them on the phone, so I want to make sure I understand. This isn't something I'm like a finalist for, and you're going to call me back in a few weeks and kind of let me down easy. And gosh, it was nice to be considered. And they're like, no. And I literally woke up at 3 a.m. that night, and it was one of those things where you wake up and you're wondering if something was a dream, mm-hmm. you know. And usually that happens, like, you know, it's something bad, mm-hmm. but I woke up 3 a.m. and I was like, wait a second, did this really happen? And I literally like kind of rolled over and grabbed my phone and was looking through. I wanted to go back through and see this email that I'd gotten from him. So I made sure that I wasn't just kind of imagining the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's really been something to hear the way people have been touched by the work we do.
What report did you do that was the most memorable, that, or maybe that you're the most proud of, or that you worked the hardest on, just something that always sticks out to you that you want to share with people when you talk about your work?
Gosh, it's, you know, it's 27 years. It's hard to name just one, but the two things that really stick out for me. One was a project we did at the 25th anniversary of the Buffalo Creek disaster, that was oral histories with a bunch of different people who had lived through that. One of the people we did an oral history of was Jack Spadaro, the kind of legendary mine inspector and who had investigated Buffalo Creek. Another one was Nelson Sora, who was a Gazette reporter at the time of Buffalo Creek, and along with our photographer Larry Pierce, they were the first reporters back into Buffalo Creek Hollow to see what had happened. And Nelson spent, I don't know, a week or something there reporting. And then when he got back to Charleston, he had gotten called up for guard duty to go look for bodies. Mm. And, you know, Nelson was my first city editor at the Gazette, you know, and I spent who knows how much time with Larry Pierce out doing things. So, you know, they've both passed away since. But that story was, to me, was that project was really powerful because it had all of these oral histories of lots of different kinds of people. And it you know, John A. Williams, the great historian, talks about how West Virginia's past is so poorly misunderstood because it's so painful. But to me, I think understanding that painful history is just absolutely critical so that we can learn from those mistakes. So I was really proud of that project. And the other thing that I was very proud of, the newspaper's coverage of Upper Big Branch and the mine disaster and following the criminal case through to Don Blankenship's trial. And to get to sit in that courtroom and watch, you know, a dozen coal miners who survived that explosion testifying about the conditions they had to work under to feed their families, that sort of moment in history had never happened in West Virginia before. Mm-hmm. And I just felt a tremendous honor to get to be there and cover that. And there was this moment afterward when they went to Richmond for when Blankenship was appealing the case. And I walked into the courtroom, and a couple of the family members, a couple of the ladies, kind of looked over their shoulder and saw that I had come in. And they said, oh, there's Ken. We knew the Gazette and Ken would be here. They've always been here for us. And that's just a really powerful moment when somebody, you know, says that. I've seen people do that with you. And when somebody who's been through what they've been through, you know, says you've always been here for us, you know, that if that doesn't move you a little bit as a journalist, I don't know, you need to get into some other business. Hmm.